A second theme that Vicky and I unpacked together was how Vicky's sense of her personal value is supported by both her involvement in Grow and her Christian faith. We also explore how injecting purpose into her everyday through simple tasks and nurturing friendships helps to consolidate Vicky's sense of her personal value.
You spoke a little bit about personal value, and I think what you were saying is that your awareness of your own value as a person can fluctuate, and it can be tough sometimes to not let that be overly affected by the way others around you treat you. And I'm curious to know what you've learned about your personal value or how you rebuild that sense of it when it gets threatened.
I've learned that personal value is important. I'd say that I've actually combined my understanding with not only the Grow program, but also through my Christian faith. So basically going, hey, look, my Heavenly Father recognizes me as someone, you know, as his daughter and loves and adores you. And again, that reminds me of my value, even in really hard times. And personal value within Grow, if we look at it from a Grow context, it's about saying, hey, we all matter. We all are important. We all have things to offer to our community and to our Grow group. And also that we all matter to each other within the group.
So the Grow program tells us that nothing can change our personal value, that it's unchanging, that it's just a given, and it's always the case that we are precious and that we matter equally to every other person on the face of the earth. But it's hard to, I guess, stay conscious of that all the time. And do you think that since joining Grow, you've been growing into the truth of that a bit more and more over time?
Definitely. What I started doing, which I'd say in some ways was life-changing after really hitting the wall and struggling, I started doing something very simple. One, every day I would spot the blessings and I'd almost turn it into a game and play I Spy with myself. Oh, wow, look at that pretty flower. Oh, wow, look at the blue sky. And each time I'd give thanks. The second thing I would do is every morning when I woke up, I said, here I am, God, use me. Before I knew it, I had myself a casual job that supports people with disabilities into open employment. But yeah, the main crucial thing is every morning, open my eyes, get up, get ready, start the day. And I go, here I am, God, use me. I also often will have a pen and paper at my desk. So when I am spending time at the desk, I will write down the list of tasks. Okay, it might be simple things like unload the dishwasher, follow up on certain things I need to do for NDIS, follow up on, you know, respond to your emails. And then I might put something nice on there like, hey, finish that jigsaw puzzle you started the other day. Or call a friend. Oh, you haven't heard from so-and-so. Call and check up on them. Writing a bit of a list also is a way of keeping me focused, and then I can tick things off. And also if I feel like just sitting around and doing nothing, I can coax myself into looking at the list and just picking one thing and knocking it off.
Purpose and progress brings a certain vitality and meaning and energy to life, doesn't it?
But the other thing I've learned in the last year is accountability is really important. So I will often place myself in situations that create accountability for me because I know otherwise I'll just not do the things that I need to do to keep well.
The other aspect is in terms of Grow, I look at personal value in terms of what it says in the blue book. Whatever my current physical, mental, social, or spiritual condition, I'm always a human person loved by God and equal in value to every other person. I'm always valuable and I have a purpose. I am a connecting link between persons and I have my unique place and my unique part in God's work.